stick with one style his whole life. He really pushed himself to go beyond. And that's why I think you see so many different kinds of work in this book and in the exhibit at the Tally.
Excellent. So the exhibit will be opening tomorrow with the opening reception from 4 to 7. Will you be joining for the opening reception tomorrow?
Yes, I will be there. My sister Allison will be there. Sandy will be there, and as well as Mitch and Alice, I imagine. And a whole lot of Bemidji folks, we hope, and from the whole area. And we really appreciate you helping us get the word out about it, because there were a lot of people who know Marley's work out there, but they just haven't seen some of these things. And we think they'd be really happy to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. Can highly recommend checking them out. What I really enjoyed seeing tomorrow was especially the pieces from the 60s were kind of smaller pieces, and watching as his career progressed, the paintings would get larger and larger. And it's an interesting thing to see happen in like an order way.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable. At one point he really liked to work big, and you'll notice that energetic brush stroke just gives a sense of either flying or wind or something. But yeah, I remember watching him paint on those canvases, and his arm was going pretty well. He was a baseball player when he was in high school and college, so he had a pretty good arm.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you so much also. Take care.
You too. Area of Voices is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. You're listening to the Wednesday Morning Show. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Power Radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. We receive support from Paul Bunyan Communications, Northern Minnesota's Apple Service Center in Bemidji and Grand Rapids, offering both in-warranty and out-of-warranty service on Apple products and computer repair. More at paulbunyan.net. And we receive support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Kellyer, offering tools to manage money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com. Member FDIC. Now more from Headlines.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump says the U.S. military has destroyed a small vessel carrying illegal drugs in the Southern Caribbean, killing 11 people. In a post on social media, the president says the boat had departed Venezuela and was being operated by gang members belonging to Trendaragua. The president also posted a short video clip showing a small vessel exploding in flames. Pentagon recently deployed 3 naval destroyers off Venezuela to combat threats from drug cartels in Latin America. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on what Secretary of State Marco Rubio had to say about the strike as he prepared to travel to Mexico to talk about issues including illegal drugs and migration.
Secretary Rubio says the U.S. strike destroyed what he calls a drug boat that left Venezuela and was operated by a designated narco-terrorist organization. Speaking to reporters before boarding his plane to Mexico, he says this is a sign that drug cartels can no longer act with impunity.
Those days are over. Now we are going to wage combat against drug cartels that are flooding American streets and killing Americans.
Questions about the legality of the U.S. strikes are likely to cast a long shadow over his talks here with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. He's also planning to meet Ecuador's president in Quito on Thursday. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Mexico City.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are among the world leaders in China today, where Beijing is marking 80 years since the end of World War II. As Laura Westbrook reports, China is observing the anniversary with a large military parade.
A choir singing patriotic songs, thousands of soldiers goose-stepping in formation, and the latest military hardware were all on display in Beijing at the huge military parade. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the world faces a choice of peace or war, and that China is unstoppable. Pictures showed President Xi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who rarely leaves secretive North Korea, talking comfortably as they walk down a red carpet by Tiananmen Square. This carefully choreographed moment sends a signal to the United States and the rest of the West that now Russia, North Korea, and China are very closely aligned. For NPR News, I'm Laura Westbrook in Hong Kong.
The UN says it believes the death toll from Sunday night's strong earthquake in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan will continue to rise as search and rescue teams reach more areas affected by the quake. More than 1,400 people are known dead. The number of injured tops 3,000. Entire villages were flattened in areas near the border with Pakistan. This is NPR News. Crews in California say a fast-moving wildfire southeast of Stockton has damaged or destroyed several homes and burned thousands of acres. The fire forced evacuations in what's known as the town of Chinese Camp. It's a historic gold rush town settled by Chinese miners around 1850. Officials at CAL FIRE say the blaze was sparked by lightning sometime yesterday. A new study finds that deforestation in South America's Amazon rainforest is worsening the dry season and making the region more susceptible to wildfires. NPR's Nate Rott has more.
Think of a tree like a water pump. Rain falls and is absorbed by the ground, where tree roots suck it up and move it back upwards. Water vapor is then released from tiny pores and leaves far above, fueling more rain. That process is especially important in the Amazon during the dry season. And the new study published in the journal Nature Communications finds that deforestation, mostly for agriculture, is directly responsible for 75% of rainfall decreases during the drier season. Drier vegetation means more wildfires, the researchers warn, which kill trees and exacerbate the problem. Nate Rott, NPR News.
The jackpot for tonight's Powerball lottery drawing is up to $1.3 billion. It's the fifth largest prize in Powerball history and a top 10 all-time lottery jackpot in the U.S. This will be the 41st Powerball drawing since a winning ticket's been sold for the top prize. The odds of winning, 1 in 292 million. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
And that was Jeremy Albino with Baby Ain't It Cold Outside from his album Our Time in the Sun, which came out earlier this year. Of course, Jeremy Albino will be at Grand Rapids Riverfest this Saturday, along with Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, and Alan Sparhawk. You can get your tickets at grandrapidsriverfest.com.
We receive support from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984. Performing auto body and collision repair, as well as auto glass replacement, dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information at dalesautobodyinc.com.
And we receive support from ICTV. Stay tuned, stay connected with ICTV. Learn more at watchictv.org. And I had a chance to go to the movies last night, Heather Johnson.
Last night?
Sure did.
What did you see?
I saw this movie called Relay, which is about this guy whose job, and by that, job is a loose term. I don't think he paid taxes or anything on his profits he makes from this. But he is like the go-between when, you know, like when a corporation does something bad.
Yep.
And then there's like a whistleblower.
Yeah.
In the staff, but then the whistleblower's like, I'm not going to give it to the press if you pay me to be quiet about it, kind of thing.
Okay.
So he kind of brokers these deals of like, all right, we have the copies. We will send it out if you don't pay us money to keep quiet about it, kind of thing.
Ooh.
And it was very interesting. It was made by the same director that made Hell or High Water. I don't know if you saw that movie with Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine and... Oh, what's his name? I'm not going to pull it, but...
I like that cast.
It was a great movie that came out years ago.
Okay.
So
who was in this one?
Riz Ahmed and... Is it Lily Jones? Hold on, let me check.
Where is our corrections department when we need them? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Lily James. Lily and then James, Sam Worthington, who you might remember from Avatar.
I have never seen Avatar.
You've never seen Avatar? Wow.
I have not seen it.
And it's also got a brief appearance from Victor Garber, who you might remember as Mr. Andrews from Titanic.
I do not, but...
Titanic? Have you never seen Titanic?
No, I've seen Titanic.
Mr. Andrews!
I don't remember that part.
What?
I remember the Celine Dion part, but, you know, the end. But... I know that we both saw in the theater Weapons.
Yes.
Which is a scary movie.
Terrific movie.
Oh my gosh. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It's not for everyone.
Oh no, for sure. There's a lot of jump scares in that movie too.
It's gory, but it has funny moments. And I like when horror is balanced with humor. That's probably my favorite intersection for a movie. So that
was is strange how much humor is usually in horror movies.
I don't know.
I think it's like strange. Just you have to be a balance kind.
Yeah, I think it's necessary for most of them. You know, there have to at least be moments of humor. But with Weapons, it was very tongue in cheek. Like there were some.
Well, I guess it makes sense because the director Zach Cregger was like a sketch comedy guy for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, and visually, I thought that movie was great, and I also thought. Like the sound design was fantastic. It's not for everyone. It's not really a family movie, but that was very good. Do you know what I watched this weekend?
What did you watch this weekend?
I watched The Princess Bride with my son.
And was it his first time seeing it?
Well, no, but I think it was his first time actually paying attention to it. And I think that movie kind of like gets better every time I watch it.
Wow.
It was very enjoyable and it's just so beautiful and it's wholesome, I would say.
Plus it's got Columbo himself.
I know, I love him and young Fred Savage. So cute. So cute. And then of course Andre the Giant, who I loved
Bornie
growing
doggy
up.
Paddle.
Yes, he's so fantastic. I loved watching him on must have been Saturday morning wrestling Sunday morning when I was growing up. And then, of course, they had their own cartoon, too.
Yeah, the Rock and Wrestling Connection, I believe it was called.
So good, with Junkyard Dog and all of them.
Hillbilly Jim.
Mm-hmm. Very good stuff.
So I had the chance to see Jaws on the big screen last week. It's the 50th anniversary of Jaws. Where do you stand on Jaws?
I liked it.
Perhaps where do you swim on Jaws?
Not near the sharks. I did not think it was as scary as it was built up to be. I probably didn't see it until I was in my mid-20s. But yeah, I thought it was a good movie. And you enjoyed the anniversary showing?
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing it on the big screen. I didn't only see it on a TV screen, so it was like a delight to be able to see it like the way it was intended to be seen. And there was a part that made me jump still. And it's just like, I don't know, it's just one of those movies where it's been, since my entire life, been part of like the lexicon of pop culture.
Totally.
Like it's easy to forget how just like everything is done so well in that movie. The music's perfect.
Yeah.
The actors are really great in it. And it's just builds that suspense, and then big climactic ending. You love it.
Yeah. And I think that's another reason to see a movie on a big screen, right? Because it is the way it was intended to be seen. It's the scale at which it was intended to be seen.
And the John Williams score on the big, in the movie theater, like there's nothing finer than that.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I, on a completely, completely different end of the spectrum, I know that Monty Python is being, Holy Grail is being shown for their anniversary this year, too. And I have seen it once on the big screen, and it was fantastic. Definitely not the epic movie that Jaws is in a totally different way, but it's just magical. It makes it more magical to see it on the big screen and surrounded by people and with the amazing sound system. And
The movie theater here in Bemidji, they're showing The Breakfast Club this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Which seems like a surprising choice of which ones they decide to show in theaters again.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the John Hughes canon?
I enjoy the John Hughes movies, but I think that they have not aged well.
Yep.
And I think it would be hard for some younger people to watch them and find it believable or even palatable in some ways. But yeah, I always like the biggest disappointment in the John Hughes, all of those movies was the dress in Pretty in Pink. I have to admit that she worked so hard on it, and that dress was just a nightmare. I'm sorry.
You're finally letting it out, and it's on the record now.
Yeah, it's on the record that no, I would not wear that dress.
So I was thinking of like, wait, did Breakfast Club, that one didn't have a famous song like Pretty in Pink has Pretty in Pink, obviously.
Oh, you mean then, like a song that was made for the movie?
Or a famous song from the movie. And then I completely forgot. It ends with Don't You Forget About Me.
How could you forget that? It's the fist up in the
air. I know.
Judd Nelson.
I think it's Judd Nelson.
Yeah, walking away. And I saw that movie young and didn't completely understand what it was all about.
You know, I don't know if I've ever actually seen it in its, like, I definitely have seen the entire movie, but I don't think I've seen it in one sitting. It was a cable movie classic.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've seen at least parts of it in its entirety.
Well, it was giving us all those teenage archetypes, so it was almost like Inside Out before Inside Out, right? So you have your emo girl, and you have the jock, and you have the preppy one.
There was no emo back then. It was goth.
I disagree. Yeah, no, you're probably right. So it was like, oh, pick your player sort of thing. But
the outsider, the athlete, the nerd.
Yep. And then you always have to remember the Judd Nelson got a pack of smokes for Christmas. And
what was the principal's name?
Oh, gosh, that guy was in so many things, right? That actor.
Yeah, and he was always funny in them, too.
Yeah.
Paul Gleason, Richard Vernon, Principal Vernon.
And he chases them, like, all over the campus. And
I think he was in Die Hard, too.
Huh? Die Hard 2 or Die
Just
Hard
Die
as
Hard
well?
Just Die Hard as well.
Yeah, I would, you know, I might go see that in person in the theater.
Will you dress up like you're from the 80s?
I do every day. I am actually from the 80s.
Well, you do the fist pump thing at the end after you leave.
I will, but I have very
short... But you do that for every movie as well.
I do, and I have very short arms, so it's not quite as effective, you know, like we were talking about at... Each location, KAXE and KBXE, we need a T-Rex armed person. It's actually in our bylaws, I believe.
Oh,
so that's
I haven't
me.
Read those.
It's a very interesting reading. Yep.
So we'd love to hear from you. What movies have you seen recently that you can't get enough of? Text us at 218-326-1234. We received support from Minnesota Power, an elite company powering the region's homes, businesses, and industries since 1923. Learn more about its vision of a carbon-free future at mnpower.com/energyforward.
And support for KAXE comes from The Sewing Room, hosting the Cultivating Communities Summit September 22nd and 23rd in Brainerd. This two-day event features keynotes, interactive workshops, live music, and a special film screening. Full details can be found at Sewing, that's S-O-W-I-N-G, room.org.
And of course, we're excited for Grand Rapids Riverfest this Saturday, September 6th. And Margot Price just released a new album. She'll be performing this weekend. I don't know if it's the first concert she'll be doing of this toured behind this album yet, but it's going to be one of the first. And the new album is called Hard-Headed Woman, and it is our album of the week. And I'm going to play a tune for you from it right now. This one is called Losing Streak.
Gonna let that yellow sunshine
And that is Margot Price from her new album, Hard-Headed Woman. It is our album of the week. It's the fifth album by Margot Price, and it's the first album she's made in Nashville. And I can't believe it's already Margot Price's fifth album. It feels like crazy. Just yesterday I was hearing about this artist signed by Third Man Records, going to release a country album, and now she's going to be performing in Grand Rapids this weekend. It's a wild journey.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So along with Margot Price, it'll be Courtney Barnett, Alan Sparhawk, and Jeremy Albino. You can get your tickets at GrandRapidsUrfest.com. Now's the time to get them. We're just days away.
Yeah.
No time to wait. Let's do it.
Absolutely.
And that is Heather Johnson. I'm Andrew DeZingle. We're your Wednesday morning show crew. And coming up next at 9 o'clock, it's going to be Headwaters. And coming up today at 10 a.m., we're featuring an hour of Riverfest artists from our Ampers friends at KMSU in Mankato with the host Dan Ehrlich, who creates a weekly bike rides radio show and is a big fan of the festival.
Oh, nice.
So I'll be coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And in just a bit, we're going to have the Up North Report. And we also heard a text from the text line.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it, Heather?
Mostly dead is partly alive. Thanks, Lisa.
That was from Lisa, because you were talking about the Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. And that's one of the best bits in the whole movie, when it's Billy Crystal and then who's playing his wife? What's her name, the actress?
Carol.
Kane.
Kane.
Yeah. Yes. Carol Kane. And they are so funny and so memorable when they're trying to revive our hero, the great Wesley. So
speaking of the great Wesley,
yeah,
the actor, Cary Elwes?
I think it's Elwes.
Elwes will be coming to Bemidji in November, I believe.
So, yeah, pretty crazy. And yeah. are they doing a screening as well?
I believe it's a screening of the movie and then talking about it.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Yeah.
We were talking about Wallace Shawn earlier. And
your favorite playwright. Just kidding.
I think he's fantastic. Every interview I've ever seen with him, he's just charming and energetic and very thoughtful. And I think he's really neat, too. That whole cast was fantastic.
Yeah, we got Maddie Patinkin.
Oh, yeah, Mandy Patinkin. He's the great swordsman, of course. That's another great bit from the movie where they're... The dread pirate Roberts and Inigo Montoya. How could you forget his name? Running around on top of the mountain and fencing.
Yeah, so. It is quite the stacked cast. And Robin Wright as...
Yes, as Princess Buttercup.
Yeah.
So, yeah. my son's main qualm with the movie was, who would name their daughter Buttercup? And I thought, why not? It's charming. Why not?
So... coming up in a bit, we're going to possibly be joined by a very special guest.
Oh, we'll the franchise?
See. Maybe.
Maybe? Do you think we can get her on?
I don't know. It'll take some convincing.
All right.
But until then, programming is supported by the Bush Foundation, accepting application for the 2026 Bush Fellowship September 2nd through noon on October 7th. The Bush Fellowship invests in leaders and their capacity to do more good. Up to 30 leaders receive $150,000 to support their leadership plan. Visit bushfoundation.org.
And we receive support from the Green Heron Bed and Breakfast, a four-season B&B on Pukegama Lake, featuring home-cooked meals and all the amenities for a complete family vacation. More information at greenheronbnb.com.
Now it's time for the Up North Report.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A Bagley teenager has died in a car crash over Labor Day weekend. The Clearwater County Sheriff's Office says a report came in just before 8 a.m. Monday of a crash on Southwest Tower Avenue in Bagley. A deputy found a vehicle on its roof about a quarter mile south of Highway 2. The sheriff's office says the driver appeared to have lost control as he entered the curve and went off the road and rolled. 18-year-old James Johnson was the sole occupant and was ejected from the vehicle. An ambulance brought Johnson to the Bagley Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The Leech Lake Housing Authority offices in Cass Lake were destroyed in a fire early Monday. The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe says the building is a total loss. The band says the cause of the fire is under investigation. Housing staff are working to establish temporary operations so services can continue for band members. The band says it will share updates as soon as they are available. Governor Tim Walz will call a special session for lawmakers to vote on a package of gun control measures. The Minnesota Reformer reports Walz made the announcement Tuesday outside Deerwood Elementary School in Eagan. The governor says Minnesota needs to take action after last week's mass shooting at Annunciation Church in Minneapolis that killed 2 children and wounded 21 others. He says he will release a gun control package this week that includes an assault weapons ban. Republicans have a one-seat majority in the House after the June assassination of DFL Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman. The Reformer reports Walz plans to call a special session even if he gets 0 commitments from Republicans to vote for the gun control legislation. He and other DFL lawmakers hope the recent shooting would pressure Republicans to vote on gun control. North Memorial takes over the Nashwauk ambulance on Wednesday. Manager Rob Almendinger says residents can continue to expect timely and reliable service with the change. The Nashwauk ambulance service area covers much of eastern Itasca County, stretching north to Bearville Township and south to Goodland. It also includes parts of Taconite and Balsam Township and Marble, Calumet, and Keewatin. The city of Nashwauk has owned and operated the ambulance service since the early 2000s. After years of struggling financially, the county board voted to take it over and created a special taxing district in February to pay for the emergency medical services. The Nashwauk service will be under the same supervisor as North Memorial's Grand Rapids office. The Twin Cities-based nonprofit bought Meds One ambulance service in Grand Rapids in 2024. Nashwauk area residents can expect to see many of the same faces. Almendinger says they hired all staff who wanted to continue with North Memorial, but they will see a new rig.
They will have, if not brand new, fairly close to brand new type 2 van ambulances, which are smaller, all-wheel drive, easier to maneuver and operate.
Almendinger says Nashwauk's 2 current ambulances will be stationed elsewhere. The overnight warming shelter for those experiencing homelessness in the Brainerd Lakes area has reopened. Chelsea Perkins has more.
The Bridge on 7th shelter is operated by the nonprofit Bridges of Hope. It opened its doors in South Brainerd for the 5th season on Monday. The shelter operates nightly from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. from September through May. The Bridge offers guests who are 18 or older a place to sleep, personal necessities provided by donors, and support from trained staff. It's one of the few low-barrier overnight shelters available in northern Minnesota. Earlier this year, the organization sought a change to the permit to keep it open year-round. The request came after the city councils in Brainerd and Baxter instituted camping bans on public property in 2024. But the Brainerd City Council denied the request to stay open, citing concerns that the resource attracted people from outside the community or created public safety issues. Dozens spoke out against this decision, while shelter leaders noted this left some of the most vulnerable without a legal place to sleep. The shelter must also now return annually to request to renew its permit instead of every 3 years as a result of council action. People may visit the Bridges of Hope website to learn more about how to donate or volunteer. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
And you're tuned in to the Wednesday Morning Show. I'm Andrea Zingel here with Heather Johnson.
Hey.
And we're joined by a very special guest. We can't believe she's joining us this morning.
Yeah, and we didn't even have her walk-on music ready. Can you believe it?
Oh, that's true. We didn't have disco. No. Disco Donald Duck?
Macho Duck.
Macho Duck. That's what it is. See, I always confuse it with Disco Duck because that's a song too.
Well, they're both amazing classics, but only one is the franchise Jen Kelly's walk-on song.
Yep, that's true.
So let this be a lesson to everyone listening. File it away someday. You might need this advice. never talk about Macho Duck on the radio.
Never talk about your personal life.
Don't talk about an album that showed up in your childhood bedroom and you don't have any idea why.
Yeah.
But you only had one to play on your Fisher-Price record player. And so you went with it.
I mean, I think some, you know, with being able to look back now, having a separate fictional personal life would also be
right.
Very handy.
Just because I said it doesn't mean it was true. Right? We could split those two.
Well, Andrew is busting out the Kiss this morning, so.
Yeah, what's your favorite Kiss song?
I don't know.
Is it Detroit Rock City? Deuce?
You'd have to.
God of Thunder?
Sing a little bit.
I could sing every Kiss song there is. God gave rock and roll to you?
It's Beth. I know it's Beth.
I honestly don't know Kiss that well. I don't.
What about like Rock and Roll All Night?
Okay.
I wanna rock and roll all night.
Is it my favorite?
It's not my favorite, that's for sure.
That's just because you don't like to party every day.
I used to.
Boy, do we know that.
This is a controversial Kiss statement, but my favorite Kiss song is Sure Know Something, which is kind of a disco-y song of theirs.
Okay, I was wondering how you were going to make the leap from disco to Kiss.
It all ties back in together.
And do you have that song queued up?
So no, I wish I did. Okay. Well, you guys keep talking.
My knowledge of Kiss is just the face paint. Like, I don't know their songs as much as I can picture their
that
faces.
Wasn't paint, Jen.
Oh, it was. Wow. That I did not know.
No, they're authentically from outer space, right? They came
in.
Okay, first of all, Heather, only one of them was from outer space.
Which one?
The spaceman, Ace Frehley.
The star?
No, that's Paul Stanley.
Oh.
I guess he might be from space, too.
I think they're all from space.
But Gene Simmons isn't.
He's
the demon. The demon's not from space.
He could be a space demon.
And Peter Criss, the cat man, he ain't from space.
Why not? He's a cat man.
Speaking of, not to change the subject drastically again, but remember you showed me that little cat picture yesterday?
Sure did.
And I made the mistake of mentioning it to my family.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
the fluffy cat.
Are you going to get Mama the cat?
I don't know. She looks like our cat's twin right now.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was the wrong thing to mention because, yeah, there's a strong lobbying happening at our house right now.
Big fluffy cat.
I know.
I love it.
It was funny because.
Yeah, but Mama's an indoor cat and you don't let Fritz in doors
all
the time.
Well, he's in part time.
He prefers to be in.
He does.
And when you try to take him out, he goes limp.
Like a petulant toddler.
What we have here is a perfect pair of indoor cats for your household.
Yes, for our tiny house. My goodness. It's funny because in the description of her, they talk about her being this big cat because she's 13 pounds.
Yeah.
And Fritz is like 25 pounds. He's such a
25?
Yes.
Wow.
It's become an issue.
Not for him.
No, he enjoys it. Oh, he's so happy. I think fat and happy is a saying for a reason, right?
Oh.
So she would look like just like a little peanut next to Chubby.
Yeah.
Chubby.
But I also like in the description, it says that Mama Cat has long, beautiful hair and needs to be brushed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Often.
That's true. That's similar to Fritz. He does have long,
beautiful. Do you brush Fritz?
We do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to.
Where'd you get the brush?
Probably Fleet. I don't know. Not at a cat salon or anything.
Not at a cat salon.
No.
Well, come on.
We went to the farm store.
The farm store?
Yeah.
So, Heather, you mentioned earlier in the show at Riverfest there's going to be some trivia going on.
We are slinging some trivia. Yeah, absolutely. And we have a fabulous prize. So
yeah, you're gonna want to. So we have a booth. You told them about the booth.
We have a table.
We
could call it a booth.
Booth
we can
is
call
exaggerating,
it whatever.
Maybe.
Yeah, and we'll have some questions, and you can try your hand at some trivia, and we'll have some other KAXE, KBXE related information there, so you can, you know,
Check it out.
Check it out, because we do a lot here. Yes. Things you may not even know about. So
that's why I inflated it to a booth, because we can't fit everything that we do on a table.
It's true.
It's three-dimensional.
When I think of a booth, I think of like a carny booth.
Oh.
And I don't want anyone throwing darts at me.
No,
that's
true.
What about little ping pong balls into cups?
I don't.
To get goldfish.
Oh, we don't have any goldfish, but they could be in the budget, I suppose.
Well, the franchise, you'll be joining at the booth at some point, correct? Because you have booth experience.
I do.
As you and I worked the booth at Bemidji Pride a couple weekends ago.
That's right. I have lots of booth experience.
What's your go-to advice for Heather on this booth experience?
Hmm. Well, Heather has booth experience as well.
I do. But you have the most recent experience.
Block party veteran.
Yeah.
We tried to have a booth at the Loop the Lake, but it blew away this year.
away. So, yeah, we were hyper-prepared for this.
Yes, we were.
It's going to be a great time, though. It's going to be so much fun. And I think we have volunteers joining us and maybe some board members. So you can meet lots of people, maybe even our Volunteer of the Year, if you get real lucky.
Possibly, yeah. I think
that would be cool.
Is that safe to reveal on the air?
Well, I don't know. I said maybe.
Okay.
So maybe.
We don't want to overpromise.
You're going to be the one that saves me. You walked into that one, Heather.
But after all,
I wonder. Well, so Jen, who are you looking most forward to at Riverfest this weekend?
Who's my favorite child? In other words, it's a similar question. You know, I'm pretty interested to see Jeremy Albino.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like what he's got going on.
Yeah, that new album that came out earlier this year, it was our album of the week, I believe, in January.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear most of that live.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, you can't go wrong with this lineup, really.
Yeah.
I don't think. But yeah, I'm really curious about him. And checked out Margot Price's new album when it got released last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked her for a long time, so I'm looking forward to her. I don't know as much about. Well, we had Ellen Sparhawk at Block Party.
Yep.
I enjoyed that a lot. I don't know. You know, I know Low, but his solo stuff, of course, is new. So that'll be good to hear live and learn more about. And same with Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, closing down the night.
It'll
be great. I think dancing shoes are required.
Definitely. I think so. That is usually
maybe a light sweater.
Jean jacket, I'm telling you.
Okay,
it's gonna be chilly. Yeah, that was our booth to
experience.
Take it back to the booth. We showed up in matching jean jackets.
Okay,
but no one said anything in our booth.
KBXC
said they didn't say, "Was this the jean jacket convention?" Which is what I would have said.
I think KBXC will be in jean jackets. Should we just unilaterally decide?
Well,
that?
We talked about getting a KBXC patch for our jean jackets.
There's still time.
To identify ourselves.
I'm pretty crafty.
You can make a patch.
That happen. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not going to be great. But
well, looking forward to that. Of course, you can get your tickets to Grand Rapids Riverfest at grandrapidsriverfest.com. And by popular request, we are going to listen to Kiss now. This is Andrew DeZingle's favorite Kiss song. This one's called Sure Know Something. And that was Sure Know Something by the hottest band in the world, Kiss!
Do you think people are confused about what station they're listening to this morning?
They switched their dial.
I'll be honest. No one's playing Kiss's Sure Know Something. They're playing maybe a Kiss song, but it ain't Sure Know Something. No one ever plays it.
No one ever does.
And it makes me so angry.
Does it?
Because it's their best song.
You've mentioned that many times during the day, that you're just so angry about that.
I am.
I think it might be bordering on an issue.
I don't think so. That's Heather Johnson. I'm Andrew DeZingle. We're joined by the franchise, Jen Kellen. We receive support from AW Research Laboratories, located in Brainerd, providing water testing for private wells, real estate, lakes, and wastewater since 1972. Online at awlab.com.
We receive support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering workshops in September, preparing for fall colors, and a two-session photography workshop September 13th and 20th at Itasca State Park, and Oils Made Easy September 24th through the 26th in Park Rapids. More information and registration at bagleyarts.org or on Facebook.
So, Jen, we were talking movies earlier.
Yeah.
And what's your opinion on the movie Jaws? Have you seen it? Because you haven't seen a lot of movies.
I haven't seen a lot of movies. I know about as little as I can of... Okay, that came out wrong. I know Kiss very little, and I know movies very little. So, interesting to have me on to talk about
Yeah, what about Jaws,
things.
Then?
Never seen it.
What about the Kiss movie, Kiss Meets the Phantom?
Never seen it.
Did they ever make Kiss Meets Sharknado?
No, they should have.
Can we make that happen?
I don't think we can.
Kiss is getting up there, and maybe this needs to happen.
Well, they retired now. They're going to have, they're going to, like, franchise the band.
What?
Or it's going to be like Kiss, like there'll be Kiss, a Kiss band touring, but it won't be any
them.
Of the original members.
Oh, really? Smart.
Yeah. Why not?
So when did they retire?
This has got to be at least 2 years ago.
Oh, so they were touring.
They were. They did a last final tour, ended in Madison Square Garden, I think, and were like, "This is not the end of Kiss. We're going to franchise it."
Really?
Yeah.
And people were still going to Kiss concerts.
I would have gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Kiss.
Okay.
Why do you keep questioning my Kiss loyalty? I don't know if you know this. I'm part of the Kiss Army.
Are you?
Was that your first concert?
No, my first concert was the Guess Who with Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, sweet.
And also Joe Cocker.
Wow. That's pretty great, actually.
Where did you see that?
That was at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Wow.
And it was a great show.
That's a pretty good one.
I never heard You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet until that night. And I was blown away by how cool that song was.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I did see Kiss and Aerosmith at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks as well.
Mm.
Unfortunately, Ace Frehley and Peter Criss were already out of the band at that point.
Mm. Were they again. Back in space?
Ace Frehley, maybe. Peter Criss, not from space. Notoriously, not from space.
Which one is he?
He's the cat one.
Oh, okay. Oh, this
the space
is not,
cat.
This is a debate that will not stop when we go off here. Help me.
But have you seen Jaws, Jen?
I have not seen Jaws.
Wow.
Not seen it. I'm not...
you don't like scary movies.
There you go. That's right.
What's
don't
the...
like scary movies.
What was the movie that triggered this anti-scary movie?
The Exorcist.
Wow.
At a young age. Too young.
Too young.
What was scary about it?
I can't tell you because I repressed it all.
Oh, no. We got a text from Noah in Brit. And he says, I have to hand it to Andrew. He's made me dislike Kiss less now.
Yay!
All right. So that's great. That song is far better than any of their other hits. So that's fantastic. And we just got another one, too, from Vincent in Lafayette. Dang, I'm mad I never knew those Kiss guys had hearts broken, too. I am mad I never knew they sang a sappy song like that. Now I sure know something.
Hey!
Thanks, Vince.
Look at me spreading the gospel of Kiss.
Yeah, one song at a time.
You are recruiting for that army.
So like, maybe I should just have a Kiss-centric special where it's like, this is to, you know, if you think you're not a fan of Kiss, this will change your mind.
Yeah.
Or you could just try to work.
I could be part of the franchise of Kiss that they're starting.
Yeah.
I go on tour as Kiss.
Yes. I was just going to suggest you play one Kiss song the next time you do On the River.
If you were part of the new Kiss band, the franchise.
Oh, now this is an interesting question.
What would you paint?
Yeah, what would your space character
can
be?
Can we do your face? We could paint the green cheese guy on his face.
Oh, we could do
the
that.
The green cheese?
Yeah, yes. What would you be?
I would be Ace Frehley. He's my favorite of the Kiss because he was blue and blue is my favorite color.
But you don't get a new character? Like you don't get a freshie? Like,
oh, you think I have to come up with a new character?
I think so.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, you think about, I thought they were all black and white. Who is blue? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's another thing.
Oh, no. Yeah.
They each have a corresponding color for their character as well.
Really?
Like Care Bears.
They're kind of like Care Bears. Ace Frehley is blue, the spaceman.
Okay.
Gene Simmons, the demon, is red.
Okay.
Paul Stanley, the star bearer, is purple. And the Catman, Peter Criss, is green.
All right.
Why do they have
Because
colors?
Marketing.
Yeah, oh, well, why else?
Why? Okay. Do they have a flavor associated with them, too?
You do not want to know. Abandon.
Abort.
I was thinking like Starburst. Yeah.
Like what? Starburst?
Starburst. Like which also color?
From, they're
like,
also from space.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about that either.
So you would have a fresh character?
I would think I would have to because there has been new members, and there was the Wizard, Vinnie Vincent, and the Fox, Eric Carr.
All right. And their colors were?
They didn't have colors that I know of.
Okay.
But if I had to associate, I would say Eric Carr was orange and Vinnie Vincent was silver, maybe.
Okay. But what would you be?
I don't know. The Future Man?
Future Man,
I don't
okay.
know how you
okay.
portray that in paint.
We're going to have to workshop Glitter. This, do some sketches, and if anyone has any ideas, text us at 218-326-1234, because we would love to figure this out.
Yeah, well, it's my Kiss character, paint, and color. So.
Yeah.
They could submit a sketch to the booth at Riverfest.
Oh, sketches are so welcome. So welcome.
That would
and
be
maybe
really
we could make it happen for Halloween.
Hey! What if the KBXE crew was Kiss for Halloween?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Here we go.
I already had an idea, but I like that better.
All right. So while we're waiting for your text, we're going to hear from our headliner at Grand Rapids Riverfest, Courtney Barnett. This is from her album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. This one features Kim Deal. This song is called Nameless Faceless.
Thank you.
And that was Courtney Barnett with the song Nameless Faceless featuring Kim Deal, who you might know from The Breeders and The Pixies. And Courtney Barnett will be at Grand Rapids Urfest this Saturday. Get your tickets at GrandRapidsUrfest.com. Don't delay. Get your tickets today. Support for this program comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the Upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org.